You're listening to SBS News.
Today, I'm announcing the House of Representatives moving forward with an official impeachment inquiry. I'm directing our six committees to proceed with their investigations under that umbrella of impeachment inquiry. The President must be held accountable. No one is above the law.
That's the Speaker of the United States House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi, announcing an official impeachment investigation into President Donald Trump. The calls for impeachment have been fueled by Mr. Trump's reported attempt to pressure Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to investigate political rival Joe Biden and his son Hunter, while withholding nearly $400 million in military aid to the country. Mr. Trump has called Democratic inquiries into the matter a witch hunt, but acknowledged discussing Mr. Biden in a July phone call with Mr. Zelensky.
They say it was a very partisan person, the whistleblower, but it was second or third hand. Never heard the call, but I have better than that. We have the whole transcript of the call, which will be released tomorrow, and comments will be put with respect. It was a perfect call. There was no quid pro quo, unlike Biden. There was no nothing. It was a perfect call, a very nice call. And in fact, I thought this was very nice. Ukraine just came out and made a very good statement. It was a very good call. There was no pressure put on them whatsoever.
Dr. David Smith is a senior lecturer at the University of Sydney's United States Studies Centre. He says Nancy Pelosi was wary of launching an impeachment inquiry until now.
Other Democrats had been urging her to impeach him over the obstruction of justice in the Russia investigation, over his family businesses continuing to make money while he's the president and profiting from his presidency. There were even calls for impeachment over some of the racist comments that he's made. But now, this seems like a really clear case, if it's true, of very, very bad wrongdoing.
The US Acting Director of National Intelligence will appear before the House Intelligence Committee on Thursday, where he must turn over the whistleblower's full complaint or be in breach of the law. The whistleblower is also expected to give evidence. Dr. Smith says the investigation will likely occupy much of the next year, leading into the 2020 presidential election.
If a majority of the House of Representatives, after these investigations, votes for impeachment, there is then a trial held in the Senate to remove him. It takes two-thirds of a vote in the Senate to remove the president, which is why it almost never happens.
To date, no US president has been removed from office by impeachment. Dr. Smith says he doubts Mr. Trump will be the first.
It's very unlikely that this time the Senate would vote to remove Trump, even if the House finds that he committed a serious crime. And that's because Republicans in the Senate are simply very unlikely to vote against a president from their own party. So what we are likely to see is an impeachment process that doesn't lead to the removal of Trump, but nonetheless could be very personally damaging to him.
The impeachment inquiry comes as Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison winds up his state visit to the US. During the visit, Mr. Morrison pledged to renew and modernise the alliance between the two countries. Dr. Smith says as bad as the impeachment proceeding could be for Mr. Trump, it's unlikely to affect Australia's relationship with the US.
Even though Scott Morrison seems to have this particularly warm relationship with President Trump, I think that that's just what an Australian Prime Minister does with American presidents, especially with one like Trump, who puts such a strong emphasis on personal relations.
He says it's also unlikely to sully Mr. Morrison's reputation at home.
I don't think that this aspect of foreign policy is something that many Australians make their political decisions on. As long as we don't end up in a full-scale war fighting alongside the United States.
Amy Hall, SBS News.